India's UPI boom is still a big city story.
Ola Electric versus Ather racing beyond volumes.
Government eyes unified cyber incident platform.
AI optimism fuels IT stock rebound.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Listeners, welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. Let's start with digital payments, where UPI may have reached almost every corner of the country, but the biggest power users are still concentrated in India's largest cities.
That's right. Data sourced by Money Control shows Bengaluru alone accounts for roughly 3% of all UPI transactions in India. And if you add Mumbai City, Mumbai Suburban, Pune and Thane, those districts contribute another 6%.
Hyderabad tells a similar story. The urban districts around the city account for nearly 2/3 of Telangana's UPI transactions. Payment experts say this reflects a combination of population density, economic activity, and large working age populations concentrated in major urban centers.
And interestingly, some states like Kerala, Punjab, Andhra Pradesh, and Tamil Nadu show a more balanced distribution of transactions across districts rather than being dominated by a few cities.
Another interesting trend, Bhavya, is that districts contributing the highest transaction volumes often account for a smaller share of transaction value, which means people are increasingly using UPI for everyday purchases, whether it is groceries, coffee, transport, or small merchant payments.
Yes, and industry executives also argue that introducing a merchant discount rate or MDR for high-value UPI transactions could create more incentives for merchants and help drive adoption in smaller towns as well. So while UPI has become a national habit, its most intensive usage still remains concentrated in urban India.
Moving to electric vehicles now, where the conversation is gradually shifting from market share to profitability. India's listed electric two-wheeler companies reported improving margins, lower losses, and stronger cash flow trends in FY26, particularly during the March quarter.
That's right. Some numbers here. Ola Electric reported its first operating cash flow positive quarter in Q4, and its automotive gross margin expanded to 38.5% from 18.4% a year earlier. Now, the company also managed to narrow its quarterly net loss by about 42% to rupees 500 crores while reducing total expenses significantly during the quarter.
Now, Ather Energy also showed progress. Its quarterly loss reduced by 57% to 100 crores, while EBITDA margins improved sharply. And for the full year, Ather's revenue rose 63% to 3,672 crores, while net losses narrowed to 517 crores from 812 crores a year earlier.
A common theme across both companies was also tighter cost control and improving operating efficiency, which means investors are increasingly looking beyond just registrations and sales volume and asking a different question: can growth eventually translate into profits?
Next up, cybersecurity, where the government is preparing for a world where AI can make cyber attacks faster and harder to contain. Officials are now working on a unified cyber incident reporting and response framework for India's financial sector.
Yes, the concern is that AI-powered attacks could spread rapidly across banks, payment systems, and financial institutions before traditional response systems have time to react.
The proposed framework is being developed by an interministerial group led by the Department of Economic Affairs, with participation from multiple ministries, regulators, and cybersecurity agencies.
The broader goal is basically to create a coordinated response mechanism that allows institutions to detect, report, and contain threats much faster.
This comes shortly after certain warned organizations that some critical vulnerabilities may now need to be patched within hours rather than weeks, because AI is accelerating how quickly attackers can identify weaknesses. In short, as AI changes the speed of cyber threats, regulators are trying to change the speed of cyber defense as well. And finally, after months of pressure, Indian IT stocks are seeing a sharp rebound.
That's right. The Nifty IT Index has gained nearly 8% over the last three trading sessions, making it one of the market's strongest performing sectors.
The rally has been broad-based. Infosys, TCS and HCL Tech have all posted strong gains, while mid-cap technology companies have also moved higher.
Now, analysts say one key reason is a shift in investor sentiment around AI. Earlier, there were concerns that AI could disrupt software companies and reduce demand for traditional technology services. But recent earnings from global software companies have suggested something very different. Many firms have maintained or even raised growth forecasts despite rapid AI adoption.
That has led investors to view AI less as a threat to software spending and more as a potential driver of new demand across cloud, data, engineering, and enterprise software projects. Indian IT companies, in fact, also benefit because many have long-standing partnerships with global software firms that are investing heavily in AI.
And at a broader rally in global tech stocks and a weaker rupee, investors have found fresh reasons to return to the sector. All right, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. A big shout out to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for the stories we covered today.
Thank you, listeners. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. So tune in for more Tech and Startup news minus the boring bits. Until next time, this is Chandra and Bhavya signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.